The functions of life. So hello again. What are some of the characteristics of life? So what are some of the things that all living things we have in common, or what they do? I mean, we already talked about the cell theory, so that all living things are made of cells. Sure, that's what they're made of. But there are certain things that they do, and it doesn't matter which living thing you look at. They share those characteristics. So the question that sometimes appears is how do you define life? So how do you actually know that a rock is not alive and that a rabbit running on the field is alive? And how do you know it? And you can say, well, a rabbit is moving and a rock is not moving, sure. But there are many things in nature that move, which are not alive. A car moves and it's not alive. So how can we do that? And there is a list of characteristics. And I've got here a list of seven characteristics. But some people reduce it to five. Some people say there are actually more. The list itself is not exhaustive. This means it can be expanded. But there are a couple of them, of these points, that are really important. So yes, cells, they're made of cells, is one thing, but it's not part of this list. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to compare two single-celled, they're called unicellular, means single-celled, two single-celled organisms. One of them is Paramecium, which can be found in water. And the other one is called Chlamydomonas, which is an algae. They're all single-celled, so you need a microscope to see them. And as a matter of fact, even though I'm talking about those two organisms, theoretically and also practically, you can also include us humans in the list here, or trees, certain trees, or it doesn't matter, all living things. But we're just going to compare those two here. Why? Simply to show also that even those single-celled organisms share many common things with us humans. So all the time, think a little bit, of course, we humans do the same thing. So I'm going to do the following now. I'm going to list those functions of life, and then I'm going to compare them. Yeah, and so I think a comparison table is a good thing here. So the functions are nutrition, growth, response, excretion, metabolism, homeostasis, and reproduction. Some people include other things like evolution in that, yeah, as well. So, but let's go through those points step by step. The first thing is nutrition. Paramecium and Chlamydomonas have to feed. And Paramecium is eating or ingesting food, and it's digesting it inside the cell. Remember, both of them are single-celled, okay? So they have to feed. Chlamydomonas, being an algae, feeds itself by making its own food by photosynthesis. So both have to feed, but how it's done is different. In that sense, we humans are more similar to the Paramecium, because we do not do photosynthesis, we also have to eat organic food. Yeah. So the next one is growth. So both Paramecium and Chlamydomonas grow in size. And how do they do that? So they have to have some kind of material. And this material, of course, comes from the food that they eat. I mean, we humans also grow. So where does all of the stuff come from that we are made of? Well, we eat food, and this food that we eat is converted to our own body cells. So it's got to come from somewhere. Chlamydomonas also increases in size. It divides, they're smaller, and then it increases in size. Where does this stuff come from? Well, it makes its own food, right? By photosynthesis. So the material comes, is made by photosynthesis. And that's why it's able to increase in size. The next thing would be response. So Paramecium, it reacts to stimuli. So for example, when it moves and swims in water and it bumps against an object, it reverses the direction and swims into the other direction. So it responds to that. Or, second example with Paramecium, it moves towards air, towards oxygen. So if there is under the microscope a small oxygen bubble, the Paramecium is going to go there because it wants to have the oxygen. Chlamydomonas, being a plant, it needs light, so it will swim towards light. So that is basically a response. I mean, if we humans, if we feel hot, what do? We open the window. We also respond. Yeah. Next one is excretion, and excretion is the production of, not the production, but also the expelling, the removal of waste products, of cellular waste. And Paramecium produces carbon dioxide. And is given off into the water. Chlamydomonas, being a plant, I mean, plants also produce carbon dioxide, but when there is light shining on Chlamydomonas, then it produces oxygen, and oxygen is the waste gas which is given off. Yeah, we humans also produce carbon dioxide, and this is our waste gas. Yeah. We humans also produce, for example, urea, which is given over urine, so that's also an excretory product. But excretion is the removal of cellular waste. The next one would be metabolism. And here both Chlamydomonas and Paramecium, they have enzymes in the cell, and these enzymes are responsible for the chemical reactions that happen inside the cells. We humans also have a metabolism. All living things have. So metabolism is the sum of all chemical reactions that happens in a cell. In other words, I mean, that's one way of looking at life. Could be life is a complex series of chemical reactions. You can try to look at life by simply looking at it from a chemical standpoint. The next point is homeostasis. Homeostasis is the maintaining of constant internal conditions. So Paramecium has to do that, Chlamydomonas has to do this. So for example, if there is too much water inside Paramecium, it has to get rid of the water, otherwise the cell is going to pop. So there are mechanisms in place in all living things to maintain constant body internal conditions. And for us humans, one example would be, for example, maintaining a constant body temperature. We humans also have to maintain a constant amount of water inside our body. If we drink too much water, we have to go to the toilet more often. Yeah? If we have too little water, we go to the toilet less often. Yeah? So you see that even we humans, like all other living things as well, have to do homeostasis and maintaining constant internal conditions. But what it is that we maintain is, of course, different. Yeah? Between different living things. I mean, Paramecium does not maintain a constant internal body temperature. It doesn't do that. Yeah? We humans have to. And last but not least, reproduction. All living things have to reproduce. And both Chlamydomonas and Paramecium, they reproduce asexually by cell division, and they reproduce sexually. We humans, believe it or not, do not reproduce asexually. Yeah, this would be like we are not able to divide ourselves. That's not possible. Okay, and we can also not form a new human being out of an unfertilized egg cell. The egg cell must be fertilized. So, yeah, humans only reproduce by sexual reproduction. But believe it or not, we humans have the ability to reproduce, just like all living things. Okay, so these are basically the functions of life. I'm going to summarize them again. They were nutrition, growth, response, excretion, metabolism, homeostasis, and reproduction. And if you go online and search a little bit about the functions and characteristics of life, you're going to see that other people include other things as well, like, for example, movement. All living things have to move. Here you could actually say that maybe it's kind of linked to response. Yeah? The list itself can be extended. Other people include the possibility to evolve, evolution, and so on. Yeah? So it is a list that can be extended, but living things have all of them. If you just look at one of them, if you say growth, well, crystals, which are not living, they grow. A rolling snowball grows. Okay? Yeah, but you see, living things have all of those characteristics. Other people also include, for example, energy need into the list. All living things need energy. So here as well, Paramecium gets the energy from food, and Chlamydomonas gets the energy from the sun. So you see, you can be a little bit flexible here, but I would say that these points here are the important ones. Some other ones are maybe directly or indirectly linked to those points. And living things have all of these characteristics. Okay, so this was these were the functions of life in unicellular, which means single-celled organisms, but these functions apply to all living things, to all organisms. All the best. Bye-bye.